AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The pullout of Syrian rebels and civilians from their last holdout in the city of Aleppo has been delayed, though just why isn't immediately clear. The withdrawal was expected to start early in the morning after the rebels the previous day reached a ceasefire deal to evacuate from eastern Aleppo. Resident Manthar Ataki called the situation in the city desperate and hopeless.
It's really our last time, and we can't believe there is anyone on this planet could help us.
The UN envoy for Syria is calling for immediate access to the former rebel enclave to confirm the end of military operations and to oversee the safe departure of tens of thousands of civilians. President-elect Donald Trump talked up his choice of ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson to be his Secretary of State during a thank you rally in West Allis, Wisconsin last evening.
Rex will be a fierce advocate for America's interests around the world and has the insights and talents necessary to help reverse years of foreign policy blunders and disasters.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports sources are telling the AP that Trump is set to nominate former Texas Governor Rick Perry as his energy secretary.
The 66-year-old Perry, who's run twice for president, pulled out early in the primary season and backed Ted Cruz while calling Trump a cancer on conservatism. Perry's also the latest choice by the president-elect of a nominee who's deeply skeptical of the department he's supposed to lead. Perry has listed the Energy Department among the federal agencies he'd like to abolish.
The Bakersfield, California police chief says one of his officers shot and killed a 73-year-old man with dementia because he thought he had a gun.
As Mr. Cerna began to walk directly towards Officer Selman, several officers continued commands, which were ignored.
This is AP Radio News. The Voice on NBC has crowned a new winner.
The winner of The Voice is...
Season 11 of The Voice came down to Sundance Head, a gritty and soulful singer from Texas, and Billy Gilman, who had a country hit as a kid in 2000. Here's host Carson Daly with the results.
Sundance Head!
It's the fifth victory for Coach Blake Shelton, and Head wins a recording contract. He hugged his family and thanked his wife.
Misty Head, everybody, the champion here tonight.
Voice will be back in February. I'm Jamie Fryer.
The normally talkative rapper Kanye West didn't have much to say when he posed for photos after meeting with President-elect Trump in Trump Tower Tuesday.
The President-elect of the United States, nothing to say?
I just wanted to take a picture right now.
West later wrote on Twitter he met with Donald Trump to discuss multicultural issues that included bullying and supporting teachers. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.